get better at your craft. Just do it. It doesn't matter if you're a senior on an IC path or managing people. Being exceptional at the craft will ensure you're helpful to the team and are respected in return.
Welcome everyone to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Kangede and today I'm joined by Shpatam, Senior Staff User Experience Designer at Google. Welcome, Shpatam.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
To start the show, give us a brief definition of user experience design.
The definition has evolved throughout my career. So user experience design is the process of designing products, systems, services, or flows, features in order to improve or enhance the experience the user has interacting with those design things. We provide solutions that are easy to use, function as expected, and sometimes delightful or enjoyable to interact with. Visual design, user interface design, interaction design, and user research are those main pillars and skills that are expected from a user experience designer.
And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest user experience design mistake you've ever made, and what did you learn?
Obviously, as designers, we all have these things that we worked on. We can't help but feel bad about what we shipped, different things that we could do better, how we could improve a certain thing, but we also have those experiences we feel that we could have done more. For me, there was this specific project that we worked on a while back. It was this cancellation process for a product with more than 8 million users actually at the time. So as we all are aware, cancellation flows are known in using so-called dark patterns to make it a little bit harder to cancel, hence dark patterns. But at the time, I believed as long as I'm aware of it, it should be fine. Obviously, while the project had a huge business impact, and as someone trying to always balance user and business needs, I started to notice that those dark patterns are being pushed more and more, trying to make it harder for users to cancel. So obviously, naturally, I raised my concerns with my manager at the time. And the answer was always obvious. It's coming from higher up, so let's roll with it. I rolled with it, obviously, but I later realized that it was a mistake on my side and I should have raised my voice and concerns more. It was interesting because at the time, during that final phase of our project, I parted ways with that company for different reasons. And I got to talk with the founder about this specific experience and how I said that it wasn't very ethical and what I believed as a designer. And it was something in contrary to what I preached. And he was eager to listen to me. Anyway, I don't know if they changed that experience, but something I learned was that, hey, you need to speak out if you think something you're designing is wrong for the end user or not ethical enough.
What's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
This might be controversial and some might not like it. I'm talking about the phrase, probably you've heard it, Luis, everyone is a designer. And while it might not be wisdom, air quotes, in a strong sense, it's still a belief that lots of people agree with. So I don't agree with it. It's because mostly having a subjective opinion about something doesn't make you authority or expert at it, especially in a professional environment. That's why I think we have to be careful about that kind of phrase. While obviously everyone can have opinions about design, not everyone can design and provide solutions to complex problems via design.
On to the next question. What's the best user experience design advice you've ever received and why?
Since it wasn't from a specific person, but I am a big believer in learning from books. It came to me through reading as a realization very early in my career. So it was basically on the lines of, well, you'll be a better designer if you understand people and the broader impact of design more. So not being siloed, understanding how much biases can affect what we design and so on. That pushed me to study more about psychology, in particular behavioral psychology and cognitive psychology. So this, without a doubt, made me a better designer. Also, while there's a lot to be learned from design literature, I believe that the lateral thinking is super powerful in our line of work. So reading non-design books have helped me to understand people, the craft, and its complex connection with user experience design. How lateral thinking is defined, it's just going this broad, not specialized, because we as designers tend to be biased, just thinking about design as everything. So lateral thinking pushes you to learn more about different industries, about history, about psychology, business, anthropology, different things. And just going broad, reading different books from different industries definitely will help you be a better designer.
Thanks for sharing that. And what's working best currently currently in your design process right now?
I'm sure some folks out there will have similar experiences, and I don't think this is talked about enough. So these past years, I've gone through two different acquisitions. Initially from a small startup where I led design, where we were acquired by this big and respected company in cybersecurity space, which is Mandiant. To more recently, from Mandiant to Google Cloud acquired us. The things that's been consistently working is being able to evolve the design culture and design into different needs and shapes successfully. And it's super hard to actually go through that and at least call it a success because you have all these moving parts. So now you have to make it fit because stakeholders, they don't want the specifics. They want, hey, we need design to move to this certain level now. So having the right Figma process to evolve the user interface from initial freeform air quotes phase to being fully integrated has smoothed this transition. That's worked quite nicely for me. Just having the right set of things set up on Figma.
What's the one thing every user experience designer should learn?
Get better at your craft. Just do it. It entails way more than one thing, but getting better at your craft should be a mission throughout your career as a user experience designer. It doesn't matter if you're a senior on an IC path or managing people. Being exceptional at the craft will ensure you're helpful to the team and are respected in return. I've seen this countless of times with people I work closely on projects, but also with managers. It's really amazing how an extreme of difference can be between those that are better at the craft and have a good understanding and appreciation for the craft from those that are not. This involves getting better at visual design, interaction design, being that detailed person that pushes the team to deliver high quality and better crafted products. It's just one of those things. As a IC designer, you have that mindset. But then when you go more into these managing roles and so on, you tend to move and be separated a little bit more with the craft, which in turn is not ideal because you're leading a team and making a lot of decisions. So if craft is not there, a lot of final ship products will suffer as a result.
What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I've been into mentoring and teaching others for about last 3 years. I've been more proactive about it and done it through different platforms. It was Career Founder, this huge platform. I've mentored a lot of students, more than 100, and a lot of these through one-on-ones. And it's changed a lot about how I see work and how I work. In retrospect, this was interesting because my career before design, I was a pro volleyball player, and that has taught me a lot about guiding and teaching. I was captain there for about 3-4-ish years and went through a lot there in terms of coaching. Obviously, it's not related to design, but you can see those similarities and those overlaps, and those skills naturally made it to my design career. I learned a lot about my process and simplified a lot in pursuit of trying to teach and explain newcomers about design, career, and work in general.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.